Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. Today, I woke up to a news story that a dragon had descended on the New York City and was on top of the Empire State Building. There is a 270-foot inflatable dragon. It had something to do with a new season of HBO's House of the Dragon. Now, it's a program I haven't seen, but it's a prequel to Game of Thrones. For many, many people, alarm bells are starting to go off about what are the spiritual ramifications, and how does this lead in to maybe being a sign that God is giving us regarding Jonathan Cahn's new book called The Dragon's Prophecy, which is about the end of time. Now, you want to stay tuned to what I have to share, some things I want to show you. This is a very important podcast. I've been wanting to share it with my audience about it coming out. It's coming out the day after Labor Day, which is less than 80 days from the day I'm recording this. And then we get this sign, a dragon at the top of the Empire State Building. What does that mean? Stay tuned. Welcome back. You know, my friend Todd Coconato sent out a Facebook post. We picked it up for Charisma News. By the way, if you don't get Charisma News on a regular basis, you need to, because we cover the news from a spiritual perspective. So here's the deal. It's a movie promotion. There's all kinds of promotions that are done on the Empire State Building from time to time. It gets everybody's attention. People like me are talking about it because of it. But you know what? This is more than just a new season on an HBO program that's coming up. There's something spiritual about it. And so the first thing I did was I texted it to Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, because I've just finished reading his book, The Dragon's Prophecy. You know, as the publisher, I'm one of the first people to get to read it, to give feedback. I always love it. And this book, I believe, is one of his strongest books. But he said to me, is this a sign? And so it got my attention. And I actually decided that I was going to do a podcast about it, because I believe that the Lord does give us signs. When he wrote this book, he had no idea. In fact, he doesn't really follow TV very much. He barely knew about this TV series. But isn't it interesting that when something happens in New York City, there seems to be spiritual significance. And more, New York City is becoming pagan. In fact, they built a couple of years ago a reproduction of the Temple of Baal. There was a promotion with the face of a Hindu god that was kind of beamed on the Empire State Building. It was really kind of spooky. I don't know if you saw anything in the news about it at all. And here in this new season, they are supposedly honoring and pledging allegiance to a fictional king over dragons. And it was just after the Empire State Building pledged its allegiance to this king that Vhagar descended in the heart of New York City and claimed the mast of the world's most famous building as her perch. And this was a statement by Empire State Realty Trust Chairman and CEO Tony Malkin in a public statement. They're proud of it. But is there something spiritual about it? Because in the book of Revelation, the dragon is a symbol of Satan. And this is what Jonathan Cahn deals with in the Dragon's Prophecy. In fact, in just a few minutes, I'm going to play the trailer and a little bit of the reveal that Jonathan Cahn did about the Dragon's Prophecy. And I want to tee it up a little bit and just let you know that he goes into great depth about the Israel-Hamas war and about the ancient rivalry between the Jewish people, the Israelites, and the Philistines. And Palestinian is kind of a corruption of the word Philistine, in the way that we would say engine is a corruption of the word Indian. You know, words kind of morph over time. But this is an ancient rivalry that goes back to Samson, he fought the Philistines. Goliath was a Philistine. Remember the story of David and Goliath? There's an ancient rivalry, and here it is exploded on the world scene. And he says that it's actually tied in to the dragon in the book of prophecy. Never before has Jonathan Cahn dealt with end time prophecy like it has. But, you know, so much is happening that it's almost like we're speeding toward the end of time. And I believe that Jonathan Cahn is a prophet in our day, not in a way of predicting who's going to win the Super Bowl or some of the silliness that some prophets do. Not many, but a few. You understand what I'm saying. I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Or even predicting the outcome of elections or other things that people seriously want to know. But he's prophetic in the way that an Old Testament prophet is prophetic, of speaking the word of the Lord and then helping us to understand what God is saying in the scripture. You know, in his book, he even predicts down to the month and the day of when the Israel-Hamas war would begin. The month and the day, the night before October 7th, which was a Saturday. So the night before is October 6th. The day, the Shabbat begins on Friday evening. He had a Shabbat service at his congregation in Wayne, New Jersey. It's called Beth Israel. And he talks about how it was a jubilee, 50 years to the day from the Yom Kippur War. And he predicted that something would happen. And then the next morning, of course, the rockets started being shot off from Gaza. And they say that more Jews were killed in that one day, than any single day since the Holocaust. Now, I believe that the dragon is symbolic and it's a representation of the adversary and the deceiver. And I believe that it's a sign that in the nation's greatest city, New York City is the financial district. It's the center of so many things in media and culture. Certainly the news media and even the publishing industry is kind of headquartered there. And so what happens in New York City, I believe, is very, very significant. Now, I don't want to give away too much of the book. In fact, what I want to do is let Jonathan Cahn share, and I'm going to share part of the reveal that he did. You need to subscribe to his channel if you don't. He has over 1 million followers, if you can believe that. And some of the things he puts on his channel are inspired by things in the book. They're not excerpts from the book, but I could just tell you, having read it, that some of the things he says, particularly about what's going on in the Middle East, are things that he touches on. And it has gotten a response. You know, I'm his publisher, and we have never... Listen, he has 8 New York Times bestsellers in a row. No exceptions. But this has gotten a bigger response than anything. He has touched on something that is very, very significant. Part of it is these videos that he's doing. Just the other day, he did a video, and we got over 800 pre-orders in a single day. The book I checked on Amazon was number 71 of all books sold on Amazon, which is at least 4 million, because one time I checked on a book that was number 4 million something, so I know there's at least that many. Number 71, and the book's not out until the day after Labor Day. Of course, you can order it, and then when that day rolls around, they'll send it out to you, and people are doing that. You know, they could wait until it comes out in the bookstores. I hope that after you watch the reveal and the trailer, that you'll want to get the book too. So Jonathan Cahn can describe it a lot better than I can. So here is the reveal. You can go on YouTube and see the same thing, but I edited it down a little bit for time, because I wanted you to be able to see it. And then the fancy trailer. We do a trailer like this for all of his books. There's always a special website, and it's graphic, and it shows some of the highlights of the book to try to get people's interest. Jonathan Cahn, I believe, is one of the great writers of our day. He has such a following. He's brilliant in so many ways, but mostly he's prophetic in that he sees things and he sees plans and purposes of what God is doing in the scriptures and how these ancient scriptures and ancient mysteries apply to our day. It helps us to understand what's happening in 2024 as we're speeding towards something. But I'll tell you, because I've read the book, that he actually ends on a hopeful note. And so I hope that you'll want the book. By the way, stay tuned, and I will end with a special message right at the end of this podcast.
More than any book I've ever written, The Dragon's Prophecy is going to open up the mystery of the end times, end time prophecy, the future as I have never done before, and how to overcome and prevail in the end of days. It's going to be explosive, and it could cause a lot of controversy. There has never been so much warfare over a book. Every book I've written has had warfare, and this one happened as I was writing it. Please keep me in prayer, my family, the ministry, everything else. And especially pray that God powerfully uses the book. Apparently, the enemy is not happy at all with the dragon's prophecy, which is what we'd expect. This is a great sign. It's a sign that I believe it's going to be real powerful because the enemy doesn't waste his energy. The more he attacks, the more powerful it's going to be. And we've never seen anything like it. But something also we've never seen. You guys, when I announced this book on this channel a little while back, your response to pre-order it was so great that it actually made The Dragon's Prophecy a bestseller before it was even finished, before it technically existed. Not just that, your response to pre-order it made it one of the top 20 best-selling books on planet Earth. And we've never seen anything like this. So we believe God is going to use this powerfully. So please pray that God does that to do all that he's purposed. Now I'm going to show you the first trailer for the book. I wanted to premiere it here. I'll come back right after it for a closing word. So here it is, the first trailer of The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days.
Is there more to the world than meets our eyes? Another realm that's transforming our world at this very moment? Is there an ancient vision that unlocks what is really happening to our world and tells us what is yet to come? A dangerous force from ancient times that is now operating in the world and determining the course of world events. Did a 3,000-year-old mystery actually foretell the invasion of Israel by Hamas, down to the year and even the exact date? Is there a secret to the Book of Revelation that reveals what is taking place right now? After 8 New York Times bestsellers, Jonathan Cahn now releases his newest stunning blockbuster, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. For the first time ever, Jonathan Cahn will open up end time prophecy to reveal the mystery behind the end of the age and what is now happening before our eyes, even the hidden keys to victory in light of what's coming, and how to overcome the dragon. The Dragon's Prophecy will reveal the long hidden secret of the last days, the Dark Resurrection, the colors of the apocalypse, the return of the sea people, the Black Sabbath, the inverted angel, the 2,315th day, the beast, and much, much more. What does the future hold? What do you need to know? And what about the dragon? Just when you thought Jonathan Cahn's books couldn't get more explosive, comes The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. It will change the way you see the world. It will open your eyes and blow your mind. The Dragon's Prophecy, the book you can't afford not to read. Available everywhere books are sold.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned. I hope that that got you excited about the new book, The Dragon's Prophecy by Jonathan Cahn. It's available the day after Labor Day. I hope you'll go on Amazon.com or really any of the platforms that sell books online and order it and get a copy. I hope that you'll leave a comment in the section below my podcast on what you think about it, what you thought about this podcast, what you think about this dragon. Is it a sign? I want to know if you agree with me or not. I also want to remind you that my new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, is a book that I think is worthy for you to read. I have a whole chapter on the end of time and how the Holy Spirit can help us to be strong no matter what happens. You know, if you read the book of Revelation, a lot of bad things are going to happen. But you know what? We have hope no matter what. Thank you for watching the Strang Report. I hope that you subscribe if you don't already. My subscriptions are going up as people like you subscribe and share podcasts like this with friends. Share this with anyone you know who's a fan of Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, who will be interested in his new book. And tune in again every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time for a new episode of the Strang Report. Until then, God bless you.